Well, we're probably at the highest temperatures we're going to see all day right now, or maybe later this morning. But then the temperatures will be falling, and we could see some sleet and snow. Brad Barton joins us live in studio with more details.
Good morning. Yeah, we're still in the 50s right now. I got 59 yesterday, 56, 57 now.
Felt so stupid. I was walking, knowing what the forecast was. Like, I left the house this morning with my heaviest jacket, but I just carried it.
I see.
I didn't wear it.
Yeah, well, you'll need it this afternoon, that is for sure. We think this cold front will probably get here between 9 and 10 o'clock this morning, and there'll be no doubt about it. This is not one of those things that just oozes across the Red River. This will blast through here with 30, 40 mile per hour winds, and it's going to turn sharply colder in a big hurry, and we think we'll probably be down in the mid-30s this afternoon. Now, I got to tell you that only one of the many computer models that we look at, only one, but it's probably the most reliable one in this sense, is producing a band of snow and sleet moving from west to east across the Dallas-Fort Worth area this afternoon, probably sometime around 3. And between 3 and 5, maybe 3 and 6, we could have some actually fairly, moderate to heavy snow and sleet. It won't last long. Could be pretty neat to look at.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it may fall faster than it can melt. So the problem is, on bridges and overpasses, we could have some significant problems this afternoon. Mm-hmm. Then we'll dry out. We'll be down the 20s tonight. We'll be cold and dry generally for the next few days. And then we have another little brush with some wintry weather. We think maybe Monday night into Tuesday. This could be more of an icing thing. But again, it's way too far out to get all concerned about. In fact, yesterday we just barely touched on the idea of some snow northwest of Dallas-Fort Worth. Now we know where the upper level energy and the moisture and the right temperatures are going to seem to come together at about the right time to produce some snow. We think it'll be heavier northwest of us, but we could see some significant snows for maybe an hour or two, brief but moderate to heavy, moving through the area this afternoon, and we could have problems on the bridges and overpasses.
Just about the time people are headed home from work.
Yeah, right? From work and school and picking up the kids, so it could be a problem. But we'll continue to watch that. In the meantime, the winter weather advisory is in effect until, I think, 6 o'clock tonight.
I was looking at those maps yesterday, and I said, well, it looks like maybe Denton, as you pointed out, said northwest.
Yeah, and Decatur and Wise
Decatur
County
and
Jacksboro.
Out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But now, if you're saying it's coming in farther, how far east and south will this
only Tarrant and Dallas counties are the farthest southeast counties that are included in this winter weather advisory. It's very small.
All right.
But we have reason to believe we'll see some.
And that wind, it really, really going to be cutting, isn't it?
Oh, it'll cut right through you. Yeah. This morning and this afternoon, it will be pretty bitter cold.
Okay. Thank you, Brad.
Thanks, Brad.
You
bet. Mm-hmm. They don't mind the cold if it comes in, like it's warm today, or it was warm yesterday, and then it'll be cold, and then it'll warm up, and then, that's okay to me.
Take it a couple of days at a time. That's what I like about the summers around here. You got some hot weather, but then you get rain that cools things down and stuff. So, yeah, I agree with you. I like a little bit of variety in my weather.